This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Hitler had taken over Germany in 1933. Within just 5 years, he turned the economy around to be the most powerful in the world. But then, his lust for power exploded. He had to have full control of the planet, just like the Soviets wanted as well, just like Mao wants it, just like the globalists and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates want today. And in the Soviet Russia, in Nazi Germany, the first persecution came through medical tyranny. Look it up historically. Your calls are coming up next segment, but I wanted to air a piece on the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention, on human experimentation and how it's illegal to intimidate people into taking experimental drugs. All of that's being thrown by the wayside right now, and tyranny of the greatest form is here. I'm not happy this is here. I hate it. We knew it was coming. They bit the bullet. They pulled the trigger. It's on like Donkey Kong. So here it is, Module 1, Human Experimentation. See it for yourself.
As David Gorski, a respected medical ethicist, reminds us, science-based medicine depends upon human experimentation. Without human testing, scientists will never know if the products of the research will perform as they are intended to heal real human patients, to cure a disease, or to eradicate a lethal virus. There's simply no substitute for clinical trials that experiment on human subjects, and therein lies the ethical conundrum. It turns out that the most scientifically rigorous trial design might not be the most ethical. As you'll discover from the readings in this module, the history of human experimentation in the 20th century is particularly repugnant. The gruesome syphilis experiments conducted by the United States government in Alabama and Guatemala, the intentional infecting with hepatitis of mentally retarded children at the Willowbrook State School on Staten Island, and the Pfizer Corporation's meningitis experiment in Nigeria. These three alone would suffice to make us ask whether clinical trials are inherently exploitative. And yet it is just as clear that they are needed in order for medical science to advance. Consequently, we need to think very clearly about the ethics of human experimentation and the mechanisms in place to protect human participants, including informed consent, risk disclosure, non-maleficence, and the correct formulation of a scientific protocol. As always, we need to ask the question of cui bono, who benefits? The participants in the third world country where the experiment occurred? The large pharmaceutical company that used the data from the experiment to successfully launch the drug? The patients who were prescribed the drug? Intuitively, we know that we should neither exploit nor objectify a fellow human. But why? What is the philosophical rationale for such a position? Our text presents two very different views, one based on Immanuel Kant's deontological or duty-driven ethics, and the other on the basis of a version of John Stuart Mill's utilitarian approach, specifically act consequentialism. Now, while these technical terms may sound obscure, their practical application is very straightforward. If human experiments are necessary, we need a solid ethical foundation for their conduct. And that is what you'll be exploring in both your essay and the discussion board for this unit. Along the way, you'll read a landmark document on medical research ethics called the Nuremberg Code, named after the German city that hosted the trials of Nazi war criminals at the end of the Second World War. You'll also hear commentary from the physician and medical historian who chaired the presidential committee on the legacy of the Tuskegee syphilis experiment, and you'll read a closely reasoned journal article on the regulatory and ethical principles.
All right, so let me just stop there. My dad's managed hundreds of hospitals and medical clinics. That's why I grew up knowing about such things. He told me 20 years ago they were replacing all the standard Hippocratic Oath systems with the eugenics base. So he was telling you two forms there. Those have been thrown out. It is an aggressive offense system. And it's stated that's the case. Because metaphysically, Gates has to tell you, I want to kill you. Now take this, you can't go outside your house. So this is it. I mean, it's here. It's All the games are over. They're coming for you and your family. Get ready to die or get ready to say no. Any submission will help them win. They are the enemy. Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
A powerful new video just went live at InfoWars.com, and it says it all. The siege of the United States is live. Wow. Man, I don't feel sorry for myself, and I'm not scared even though I'm in the crosshairs. I just can't believe how real God is, how real Satan is, and how real these New World Order people are, man. I mean, they are super crazy and super damn evil. But they were given power by the God of this world to carry this out. So, Katie, bar the door. I want to go to your phone calls now. There have just been staggering developments we knew were coming. The UN's already said you won't buy or sell or leave your house unless you take unlimited vaccines, even behavioral vaccines that attack your brain, tainted vaccines full of cancer viruses, vaccines that change your DNA, and they admit are experimental, totally violates the Nuremberg Code, Geneva Convention. I mean, this is just crazy. And now they're giving people in first world the same kind of tetanus shots and polio shots and flu shots. Where up until about the 50s, Africans would see the white doctors and just run up to them wanting it. Because they got real medicine. Those were Christian doctors that kind of opened Africa up. But man, by the 60s, they would run and hide. Because they'd get the shots and they'd get sterilized, they'd die, you name it. They'd shoot the pregnant women up in Malaysia and Indonesia and all over Asia, all over Africa. And then they would have miscarriages. There'd be like 10 women pregnant in the village. They'd all have miscarriages. So it was all a test. You say, well, there are too many people. Sometimes there is. But, I mean, who decides how to kill people? And then the globalists decide to dumb everybody down. And then they decide to, I mean, this is evil, folks. And 5G, massive cancer. It was in 5G studies 4 years ago that it was causing autoimmune reactions in the lungs. Like when you get stung by a bee. Your body has an autoimmune response. And that was the last show Dr. Group ever did. He didn't tell me for 3 years. What it was, and he was sent a video by somebody when he was on the show, and he said 5G causes you not to be able to breathe and flu-like, pneumonia-like symptoms. And it was actual studies. And they death-threaded him and his family and came to his office and did the kind of stuff I get, but I ignore it, you know, follow him around and sitting down by him in the restaurants. And it's not his fault. It's his wife's a nice lady, but she grew up, you know, in Serbia and Eastern Europe under some tyranny. So I'm going to leave it at that. But, I mean, that's what happens. That's people get scared, and I understand it. But he hit the nail so hard years before they launched this, 3 years before they did. That's why I never saw Dr. Group on the show again. Because they told him, you know what you did? And he's like, he didn't know what he did until later he figured it out. But they thought, you shut your mouth. We'll cut you and your family's head off. We're watching you this morning when your wife went to the grocery store. You son of a bitch. We're going to murder you. Do you understand that? We will kill you. You're the ones going to hell. God's real. That doesn't work on me, but I understand it. You think I'm going to sign on to Satan so I get out of 5 minutes of pain? Never. Bill Gates will be defeated. The New World Order will be defeated. But we got to get some will. They never tried something like this before, but they've got the technology now, and they've softened us up. I think you're going to Stockholm Syndrome when you give your son or daughter that shot, and they're kind of a little bit dim, something's going to get sick, you have another one, then one day you're there, and they're all glassy-eyed in the hospital bed dying, and, oh, they're dying of something else, they'll tell you. You know, wait till your kid's glassy-eyed, dead, eyes roll back in their head. No, you're not going to wait. You're not going to wait. You're going to get the information. You're going to warn others. We're going to win. We're destined to win. All right, let's go to the calls now. Who's holding the longest here? That would be Justin in Nevada, then Jamie, Robert, Jay, Alan, Jeremy, Richard, and others. Go ahead. Go ahead, Justin in Nevada.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on here. First-time listener, actually, first-time caller. I just need to get this out there. I studied and did research at the University of Nevada in applied behavior analysis. That's emphasis on the applied. That means you're trying to change behavior. I got into this field because I wanted to do autism research. I quickly got pushed into philosophy and the tech side of it. They pushed a whole bunch of postmodern and globalist philosophy on us. They showed how they were going to deal with tech, their goals. And it was the most terrifying thing I'd ever seen. I've since gotten out of it.
Oh, yeah, they let you in on the power trip, don't they? And if you'd have gone along with it, you'd have been let into secret research. And that's how it works is it's all Stanford Research Institute, Milgram experiment stuff. Explain that to people.
Narrative behaviorism, and it's deterministic philosophy, and they think they're right in their end goal.
Well, take your time. Explain to people at what level you were at and what they told you.
So I was doing basically training for a PhD program, doing applied behavior analysis, autism research. I had a lot of good experiences with autistic kids, and I wanted to get back. Basically, when they showed you exactly in mouse labs, I was put in a mouse lab to study autism, and they showed us how, just like humans, we can train these mice to do anything, and we're using technological programs, screens to do it. Also, I left. There's a lot of threats. And
Hold on, take your time. I was led into this, too. I didn't understand they were trying to recruit me another time. It was like 18 years ago. They let me into the secretive part of the UT psychology program. And they were showing me what was going on there, and it was the same stuff. Explain. They're using screens in controlled environments like you see in New York City at Times Square. Total immersion in a false reality to program the mice. Continue.
Absolutely, and the students sign up for it. They're humans, too. And the students, they have this endless supply of guinea pigs, and the students think they're doing something to further science, but they're hurting humans. And this combined with the philosophy, and I did study philosophy there as well, and ethics, and it is this utilitarian, Kantian sort of, it's crazy. It's getting out there, and they believe that we're all chips in a poker game.
Well, that's it. They pretend like they're God, and we're a human resource. We're a commodity. But if you look at the people running these programs, they're all very satanic. And again,
it's crazy.
I guess it was about 20 years ago. Time flies. Maybe 22 years ago, I said, I have to go back. This was like 1998 or so. And they're like, oh, this guy wants to give you a tour. Because I'd partied with him some. And they're like, hey, did you want to give you a tour of the UT? And then I was like, whoa, this isn't a tour of UT. And they were just showing me all this stuff, DARPA programs, you name it. And it was pretty horrific stuff. And that was just level one secret stuff. And absolutely, it was flicker rates on how to make a woman become sexually aroused, flicker rates on how to make someone depressed. In the TV, you can't. There was lab after lab after lab just on flicker rates to mesmerize people.
And you want to know how to get out of it, Alex? They showed me how to get out of it while I was there, thank goodness. They said, if you want to change your own behavior, and, you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I've said that.
Listen, you're a little overdriven. People hear this. You're aware of the attack and become conscious of it. What did they tell you?
They told me that to change your own behavior, you need to take your own data. And to me, that is getting information from your head. So you guys at InfoWars, my first time listening, you're doing exactly
what I just said. You must put your mind and your soul in the program God gave you, overrides it. You already have a conscience. You already have a program that the enemy can't override. That's why they have to trick you to give them your will. Do you understand? Keep going.
Do not submit to the deterministic philosophy. You don't have to.
Which is saying we're a robot. Explain that. We're not a robot. Explain that to them.
Yes. They basically say, you know, input A, B comes out. And this is demonstrable with data. They've shown me, you know, hey, look, we can maneuver the SD, they call it, the descriptive stimulus.
Did you ask them, why are you doing this to people? They don't know. They're just getting money. They're mind controlled, too. Yeah, no. Do you see that?
The highest level of the PhD were flying to Dubai, Russia, all these places to teach them about autism. I've never
Well, that's because in the future, almost everyone will be made autistic to be phased out. And then they're going to chip all the autistic. Just like they're sterilizing the autistic, they're going to be, oh, we're chipping the autistic. They'll be the ones that are made the robots first.
Right. And those people have a lot to say, trust me.
Well, it's pure evil, and they've got to make people deficient or not able to operate so they have an excuse to take them over. So the autism is creating the robot bodies they need. They still have souls, they're still there, but their cerebral cortex hooking into their subconscious has been basically overdriven, and that's an oversimplification. So they're getting too much input, and so they're going to put controller chips in them to limit input, and they'll be the first robot rise group we're going to have to deal with. That'll be the first cyborg army. We'll be the new transhumanist army of autistic victims. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Human Resistance. We will win.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Infowars.com, the verboten site. Hungarian Prime Minister Soros is one of the most corrupt people in the world. Yeah, go read the article, share it. He's sure as hell the enemy of humanity. I mean, when you're working for Hitler at 14 and tell folks it was the best time of your life, you do it all over again. And they've got a new movie coming out with the left praising him. They're all paid to say how great he is and how he's not a Nazi. We know you're worse than a Nazi. You stand for nothing. You are Satan. Unbelievable. All right, let's rampage through your calls. I got a bunch of news I need to hit that's breaking. I also want to talk to you. Your take on the election, your take on what's happening, your take on the fraud, your take on the gaslighting, what their next move is. Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Richard from Texas. My question is, Alex, is do you have any idea how come Trump hasn't pulled out the military or anything? You also said you have an actual phone to him. Is there a way you can call him? And I mean, he's commander in chief. Doesn't he have a right to override, you know, the attorney general and all this kind of stuff?
Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. It's all about perception. Yes, the globalists are foreign. Yes, it's Chinese back. Yes, they're stealing the election. Yes, they want to bankrupt the country. Yes, it's siege. But it's all done with covers. So a large part of the public is not conscious. And so Trump's trying to go with the will of the people. If he had 80% of folks wanting the globalists arrested, he'd do it. But he knows how weak the public is. And so he needs to be out there educating them now. I agree with you. He needs to be politically exposing what their plans are. In fact, let's play that clip before I go back to calls. Here's Trump 3 months ago. I've mentioned it all day long. At a manufacturing plant for appliances. And he says, hey, I've stood up against them selling us out, overcharging us 3 times on prescription drugs. The middlemen are pissed. You may not be seeing me for a while. And suddenly we're not seeing him for a while. What does that mean? It's all very cryptic. This isn't some nebulous Q thing. This is the president. He's almost as powerful as Q. Here it is.
To produce a product, and it has to be a good product, but the middlemen. Well, the rebate that I'm doing cuts out the middlemen and it reduces costs, and the money goes back to the people purchasing the drugs. So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people.
I want you to take that clip when we upload the whole show this afternoon after we're not live. I want that on the very front of the whole show. Because, see, Trump did the right thing. He literally pragmatically did fair deals, stood up for us as our president, and was faithful. And they came in and are stealing it right in front of everybody. And now he's in the shadows saying, it's up to you, America. What are you going to do? It's the courts and the people now. And I don't agree with that, because just like he wouldn't stop the censorship, and now he's just going to sit there and go, oh, the courts might rule against me if I get involved, because that's what they say. The Democrats are running around like crazy people. He just said that up front. I've been told if I get up and speak out about this, the courts may not follow the Constitution, may let this be stolen. But I can't sit there and watch the Democrats and all the statements they're making that are false and put up with that. So I'm going to present to you evidence, and here it is. He needs to do it to delegitimize it even more. The public is with him. Almost 80 million voters are with him. Of course, they discounted tens of millions. I mean, I totally agree with Powell. There's total evidence of election fraud. You've got the algorithms from the numbers that are public. You can analyze them. They go, oh, well, where's the proof? She can't get the damn servers. They claim it's proprietary. Dominion won't show up on Fox News or on any place. They got caught lying, saying they weren't connected to China. They weren't connected to Venezuela. Yes, they are. It's now come out. That's on InfoWars.com. All right, who's up next here? Alan in Indiana. Alan, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Man, I'm watching everything we warned of unfold. I'm just like I'm on the edge of a seat here.
Yeah, these are scary times. But I don't trust the, you know, we're looking at a court solution, and I don't trust the courts. I'm an attorney. I've been in front of crooked judges. You point out the law, and they do whatever they want. I actually had a judge look me straight in the eye, and he said, I can do whatever I want.
That's why Trump's got to have political power. He's got to put the fear of God into these courts.
Well, if you read the Constitution, Article 2, it says how the president's elected. It doesn't say anything about a direct election of the president. The state legislatures pick the electors.
And that's why we went with it. They can decertify anything they want because I totally agree with you. I think we should have legislators decertified.
What we need to do, what the people in those states, the swing states, there are in every swing state, with the exception of Nevada, are held by Republicans. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, of all places, the Republicans hold.
And that's why Trump has been meeting with the legislative heads, and now they're even coming out saying they may not certify it.
Said we need to help him. The people need to call those legislators and say, you need to pick the, we know that the fraud was in. We know that our votes were stolen. We know he won our state. You need to stand up, grow a pair, do your job, and pick electors for Trump and send them to the Electoral College. That's another option.
That's right. That's in the Constitution that if the election's in question, it reverts to the legislature. You're damn right.
Absolutely. And we need to, even people who don't live in those states, they need to get deluged. The Democrats, they're going to vote for, you know, they're not going to go along with this. But those legislatures are held by Republicans.
Listeners, things have always been urgent. But if you don't call the legislatures, if you don't get active now, we're going into a permanent post-industrial world. Hell is coming. This is literal hell on earth. We must say no to this.
Our lives are at stake. Our country, our world is at stake. This is no time to sit on our haunches and hope the courts do the right thing. Because I don't trust Amy Coney Barrett.
Well, I'll tell you the good news. They had FBI and CIA. We were able to track a few of them and check who they were. CIA contractors and FBI following us all over Georgia and sitting by us and messing. But they all looked totally ashamed and all looked like they knew they were pieces of crap. Because they know they're selling their own children out. I mean, this is not good what's happening. This is really bad.
Absolutely. But like I say, I don't trust Amy Coney Barrett. I think he should have picked LaGal. I think she would have been a much safer vote. Amy Coney Barrett scares me, and we know Roberts is he's a pedophile, and they own him, so he's going to do it.
I don't know if he's a pedophile, but he did get some kids weird adopted, so that's how they got pressure on him.
Yeah, so I think our legislative route through via the Article 2 of the Constitution is another good route to have success here. But we got to bring pressure to bear on these legislators to do the right thing.
Well, that's right. That's right. We've had total foreign interference from the Chi-Coms. Not blaming the Indian people, but they hired a bunch of Indian companies. All right. Thank you, sir, Alan. All right. Thomas, Jerry, Jay, Robert, Jamie, Tiffany, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that we were under globalist control and that traitors in both parties have sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete their police. two-state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world, to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended to the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, and 60% off InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Groups, organizations that have a will to dominate and control. And our forebears set up a system to try to protect us from that. They weren't perfect, but a lot of people rejected that. So now the Chi-Coms and the globalists, these big corporations are making a run at us. And what do they want? They want our bodies. They want control of us, where we go, what we do, what we think in a new hypochondriac universe. There are a lot of people that are delusional. I think if they join with it, it somehow gives them personal power. Got some video coming up next segment. Just went live at InfoWars.com of
folks chanting CNN sucks everywhere they go live. We the people are there exposing them. That's coming up. But let's move quick through calls right now. Got each caller about a minute or so because I want to get everybody here. Let's go to Jamie in North Dakota. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to display a trend that's going on right now, medical tyranny. D.C. just passed a bill in October of 2020 to give the ability to vaccinate without your permission, and they have also removed your religious freedom to say you don't want that vaccine. The point of this whole thing that I'm bringing up here is that bill was sitting there for a while, since 2019. There's a similar one in New York where they can take your kids and lock them down in a school and vaccinate them. You get them back 30 days later. Then they evaluate you and quarantine you in your home. That one's been sitting there for a while, too. So if you don't vaccinate your kid in New York, you're going to get a $1,000 fine. But what's underneath that $1,000 fine? Because we found out here in North Dakota when they showed us our USB stick that was our messed up voters and we're getting Democrats in our state that, you know, they put up a mask mandate. We're losing our freedom up here. $1,000 fine, what people don't look at. That $1,000 fine is next to a statute that is a Class D felony. Well, who's going to rise against the mask mandate?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Because something far worse comes for not resisting. And it's all been ruled unconstitutional. It's all color of law. It's all fake.
But people need to look deeper because what that $1,000 fine is a Class D felony, and that's your right to vote and your right to guns.
But what I'm telling you is it's been ruled unconstitutional, and we have to speak out against it and say no. Because, I mean, they've said it's a mandate, $1,000 fine in Austin. I go everywhere without a mask. They can go to hell. I walk into restaurants. I walk in everything without a mask. If somebody gets in my face, happens rarely, I speak to them. But I hear your call. I appreciate you, Jamie. Gonna move quick here now. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to Jeremy in Ohio. Jeremy, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
I'm just watching the world government take over. People think they submit, they get ahead, they don't.
Oh, it's crazy out here, brother. Hey, I've been an info warrior for 15 plus years. I just want to shed some light what's going on here in Ohio and FEMA Region 5. So we have a Republican governor right now, and he's been on the forefront of mandates on lockdowns.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the worst. He's a total globalist. Oh, it's horrible. Like the New Jersey governor.
Horrible. Horrible. And I wanted to talk to you, Alex, to see if you I know Abbott's compromised for you guys in Texas. What are your thoughts on DeWine here in Ohio? Do you have any insight on, you know, is he compromised?
Oh, he's a total New World Order operative, 100% on board, under Bill Gates' control. I mean, the British Prime Minister said last week that the head of the G7 will unofficially be Bill Gates. I mean, Bill Gates is the global president. I mean, these people are bowing down to the money. The globalists are making their move. Yeah. They believe they're protected, and they're going to execute this, and they're going to put those new GMO vaccines that reprogram your cells in you. We obviously know what it's going to do, sterilize cancer. They're coming with a weapon. If they shoot you, they get in trouble. But if they shoot you with a shot, you die a year later, it's trendy and liberal. And they'll say it's another virus doing it in a year when you're dying. That's the plan. They're giving you a shot so the next virus they release can kill you. Bill Gates has even admitted that, saying COVID's a drill. The next big one's coming.
Definitely. Definitely. So, as you know, with the family, we're stocking up on food, water. We got storable food from My Patriot Supply. We got gold, guns, ammo. I mean, what else can we do?
The bigger thing is educate others, expose them, and just keep doing what you're doing, Jeremy. God bless you. No, I mean, I'm sorry. It's the world government takeover. They would never come with UN helmets to take our guns. They'd use a virus. They'd use fear. The Rockefellers said so. I made the film Endgame about it. And it's here. They launched the attack. They said they would. They had big meetings about it. They planned it all. We can expose them and their great reset, which is their great leap forward, just like Mao Zedong did. This is bankrupting you, getting rid of small businesses and farmers. That's the great leap forward that China did. This has been done before. This is breaking your will. The great reset is the great leap forward. No one else will tell you this, and I'm not bragging. I've just done the research. Let's go ahead and go to Robert in Florida. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing? It's a pleasure to speak with you. It was also a pleasure to walk with you over there in D.C.
Yes,
I was the guy dressed as a Spartan.
Love you, man. Go ahead.
I wanted to let you know, there is a way that we can go about this. I hear everybody talking about, you know, calling legislators, doing this. No, we need boots on the ground. Get around these rhinos. Go out there, let them know, you know, hey, where do you stand? It's time that, you know, this isn't the time to be out flag waving, getting car honks. This is the time to be showing up at your local representatives' places in those states that are in question. Go show up at their doorsteps like these leftists do to our representatives who speak out against their crap. No, the Trump army needs to mobilize.
No, I agree. People, we need to go to all the neocons, but also like McCarthy's house, all of them, and let them know we're aware it's a foreign takeover. We're pissed off. Go to their meet and greets. Go to their events. That's why they launched the COVID thing for this takeover, to try to lock us down. But the good news is you go to a Trump rally, hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, nobody wearing a damn mask. People see through it, and the leftists can't stand it.
Wonderful to see. It was wonderful to be out there. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it takes, is patriots putting the boots on the ground. You can call your legislator all day. He ain't going to hear you till you're knocking on his door. Because I've done that here in my great state of Florida with Ron DeSantis back when he was doing his lockdown. And you know what? It didn't do nothing until we showed up at his door and we were saying enough's enough. And he did a full 180.
You know, since you mentioned that, look at this sack of crap if you're a TV viewer. That arrogant, look at the slimy enjoyment he has. What a power trip he's on. That little filth bag, the New Jersey mafia don, demon governor. When we come back, we're going to play all the clips of people just everywhere getting in their face, everywhere ignoring their curfews, businesses running them out, everything. God bless you, Robert. All right, up next, who's been home the longest now? Let me look. That would be Jay in Florida, and then we'll go to Sarah and others. Go, and Amber. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Alex Jones, God bless you. I pray for you and your family every day.
Well, your prayer is what lets me stand up, brother. I can feel it. So just keep energizing.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say how President Trump could win this and how we could win this. And it's very simple. And I'll tell you what Trump needs to do right before Thanksgiving, because he's under a lot of pressure. They want him to throw in a towel. He has to come on to, like, your show or Olan or even on Newsmax and say he is not giving up. He is not giving up. He's got to reassure everybody, because there's a lot of fake news out there that's getting a lot of people.
No, I agree. His silence is letting them claim he is going to give up. But we should get that 3 a.m. press conference he did on November 4th where he said, I'm not giving up. It's a fraud. We should air that constantly where he said, I'm not. No, I agree. This is not good. That he's not out there speaking out. I totally agree.
Alex, if he gets out there, tells the people, I'm not giving up, wishes everybody a happy Thanksgiving, people are going to stand behind him. I agree with the call.
Exactly. We need a Thanksgiving Eve message, like tomorrow or the next day, saying, don't give up. America is strong. I'm really getting concerned. He needs to come out and wish us all a great Thanksgiving and say, America's strong. The truth's coming out. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right. Let me get to all these clips of people resisting. There's so many of them. We got them kicking them out of gyms in New Jersey, New York. We got them all over the streets going to Newsom's house in California. We've got the degenerate, evil, little snot-nosed governor of New Jersey who looks like a pedophile.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From Lansing. Tell us what we're expecting at this hour, Diane.
Yeah, so the State Board of Canvassers is supposed to be talking in just a few minutes. That moment, you can tell there are some protesters out here who do not want them to certify that election. So if you can still hear me over the loudspeakers here, basically there are four members of the Board of Canvassers. And this is usually pretty a mundane protocol that they go through to certify what has already been certified by each of the counties. There are four members, two Republicans and two are Democrats. One of the Republicans has already indicated that he is sure that he's going to vote for
Fauci and Biden were two.
As I said, what he's going to do. And my producer, Dan Shepard, he went to that Republican's house and his wife said that he's not going to talk about it before the meeting here.
Favor, Diane, and just hold up your microphone a little closer to your mouth.
By the way,
tell us about the
I recognize that guy. He's the one that said Bill Clinton's a rapist. Say it back up. And he's the one that
other GOP member.
The one guy saving the country. Rather.
His wife told my producer Dan Shepard that look, he's not going to talk about what he wants to do until the meeting today, which is supposed to start in just a few moments here. You only need three of the four members to vote for certification for it to happen. So that's why all eyes are on him at this point. If it was a 2-2 deadlock, it would immediately go to the Court of Appeals because of a flurry of lawsuits that would undoubtedly be filed. Now, the likelihood is that...
So everywhere these criminals go, they're being shouted down. They're wearing a little mask, try to scare us and all the rest of it. Wow. Now, let's show the dirtbag New Jersey governor that just loves lockdowns and loves police states and loves lying to you. Here he is out with his little arrogant-looking family having dinner, and people come over and explain what they really think of him.
Hey, how you doing? You're having fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bull going on in your house.
A little too drunk.
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Put your mask on.
You can go f*** yourself. How's that?
Well, I don't need a fucking mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing
like
wrong with me.
I like your Trump
fucking. You're f***ing right.
By the way, hit pause. Look at the scumbag kid. Like, oh, you're not wearing a mask. Like, that's their power. Because they're not wearing masks either. It's all like, you're bad. You're a bad, dirty person. You're not wearing a mask. Play it over again. Just look at the snot-nosed, rat-like family this guy's got.
Oh my God! Hey, how you doing?
Oh my God, Murphy!
How you doing?
Such a
you're having fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bull going on in your house.
A little too drunk.
No, I'm not drunk. As a matter of fact.
Put your mask on.
You can go f*** yourself. How's that?
Well, I don't have a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing f***ing wrong.
By the way, let's hit pause. Back it up. The Democrats started all these fights. They said go harass Trump supporters because they're racist. Wasn't true. They're locking people down, saying businesses aren't essential. Suicides are up. Bankruptcies. They lied and said the hospitals were full. That governor sent sick people in nursing homes to kill them as well. They're murdering us. They're murdering our country. We've got real beefs with that little slimy, snot-nosed rat. And his family looks like rats, too. They look like cockroaches to me. And they're all running little filthy, arrogant mouths that they rule us. Let me tell you something. Your family doesn't own me, dirtbag. You murderer. Burn in hell. I pray Jesus Christ visits judgment upon you. That's all I've got to say. God, these murderers make me sick. Start over. Play the whole clip back of the rat family.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a
you're having fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bull going on in your house.
A little too drunk?
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Put your mask on.
You can go f*** yourself. How's that?
Well, I don't have a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing
like
f***ing wrong with me.
I like your Trump
fucking. You're f***ing right.
Guess who Trump likes? He likes my dad.
No, he doesn't like your
friends. Oh, he does.
I'm sorry to get emotional, but man, that governor is so slimy looking. I'm not saying he's a child molester, but if I was going to, again, him and Brian Stelter, like both, I'm not sure who would win, like, looks like a child molester award, and the sliminess and the fakeness of him and the evil and his lies and the deaths he's caused. He's a murderer. He's a murderer. A scumbag murderer. Who's taken our kindness for weakness. Here is protesters at their own business throwing the police out in New York and saying, hey, Black Lives Matter can march. We're a protest. Our existence is a protest to your lies. Here it is.
These people actually work for their money, and they don't want to lose their livelihood. I've lost friends, lost family, who killed themselves. I've seen clients die because they've lost their livelihood.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know you are, and I'm asking for you to guys have some compassion for the people that have lost everything.
We do have compassion for people who
okay, well, you need to go have compassion out in the parking lot. This is private property.
This is
private property. This is private property. It's private property.
I can argue
that. Listen, man, this is private property. They're not wanted here. So do your jobs.
Well, his job is...
Well, no, your job is to remove people that are not wanted here.
You have a
we're
right,
wanted
you
here.
Department.
They're not.
You have
she's
a hiding your name tag.
I'm not. It's right here. It's my name. You can see my name.
And they run the scum out.
I'm not doing
it. Communist police. But I'm against communists. This is all foreign banks bragging that they're bringing us down to our knees. Walmart stays open, but his gym doesn't stay open. BS. Continue.
Show me the law. Show me the law.
I think
we
got
to go.
You have to leave.
Right now you're trespassing without a warrant.
You're trespassing without a warrant, you un-American pig. You pig.
She'll
be running checkpoints trying to force inoculators now.
Yes, you do.
Come back with the warrant or leave.
Don't write the law.
I'm calling her a pig. She's a cop. She's a globalist commie pig that hates our freedom.
Where did you hear her report?
I haven't done
anything. She's pleading.
Where are you
Bezos. Just please, I'm a woman. Just take the forced inoculation.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, it's anonymous, right? It's anonymous. It can't be anonymous.
Oh, it's anonymous. Someone said they were open.
No, it's not. You guys will get a warrant.
It's not the health department.
They'll try to mess with that business. Good. Mess with them all, scum. Go to the end when they run them out.
Don't circumvent or subvert the Constitution.
Yeah, I don't circumvent jack crap. Run them out. Then they run them out at the end here. We're not complying with you. You broke the social contract, you pot-bellied witch. You're not a savior. COVID's an overblown hoax. And it goes on from there. Here, let's show folks at Gavin Newsom's house, then the big block parties all over California, telling the leftists to burn in hell. Here it is. This is Lock Cuomo up in New York, then we'll go to Newsom. Protesters and curfew on Newsom parties. All his businesses stay open. Stop complying. Don't take their apps. Don't go to any restaurants. When you go in, they have QR codes to make you get food. They admit now that's Chinese communist run, and that they're controlling it all, tracking what you do with big tech. I have the articles right here. Cannot make it up. So it's time to realize you're under globalist attack. It's time to stop submitting. They have election machines in that are fraudulent. California's not been Democrat. It's all criminal takeover. They are illegal. They are Ceausescu. They are Hitler. They are Stalin. They are criminals. They are hoaxers. They are frauds. They want to destroy you. Oh, there's so many articles up on InfoWars.com and so much election fraud I didn't get to, so much at Band.Video, so much that's broken of eyewitnesses in sworn video affidavits of the fraud they saw in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Michigan, everywhere. And it's all at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Before I end this hour, I'll do a few more calls. Joe Salinas is going to take over. I need money to operate. I don't have George Soros, the globalist, funding me. I've got great products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is the last day. You'll see tomorrow the triple Patriot points, the free shipping, a bunch of the items that are up to 60% off. It's got to end. I've been too busy to do new specials. As soon as I get off, I'm going to go do some new specials. But InfoWarsStore.com. Alpha Power, sold out for a year, but the COVID lockdown couldn't get the proprietary ingredients. Amazing for men and women. Learn about Alpha Power. It's selling quick. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. VasoBeat sold out for months. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your DNA Force Plus. Get your X2. Boost your immunity. Don't lay down and take Fauci and these little murderers' operations. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Alex Jones. I've only begun to fight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.